with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in the ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started? Be they a government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious. You're so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Insanity runs in my family. Practically gallops.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is.
This is James, the most ass I've ever seen anybody eat in my life. Wow, man!
Fire it up, fools!
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio. And now it's time for that feral hippie herself, an infotastic, esoteric, eclectic mix of the adventures of that feral hippie, Miss Mona Radler.
What are you people? On dope?
That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Make a move and the money gets it.
James not here.
All right, Mona, it's all yours. Take it away.
Well. How's everybody doing here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio? It is the 31st day of December 2021. Yep, we made it another year. I don't know that anybody's going to make any resolutions. I mean, what the heck for? We're all in the midst of all kinds of things coming and going. On Sunday, the 2nd, we're going to have a new moon. Who knows what that's going to bring with everything else that's been coming down. And I just don't know what we're fighting for anymore. I mean, really. Really. Should we be fighting? I'm not going to surrender. I sure the hell am not going to surrender. But I tell you what, it's not easy to think that things are going to be any better. For what I just saw in videos, for the geoengineering that's been going on, there's a lot of chaos out there. A lot of people losing their livelihoods, their lives, and their shelters, let alone the crops and other things of those natures. Flipping South Africa still has locusts since October. I'm amazed they haven't turned into flesh eaters. Seriously. That's how bad it's gotten. But hey, you know, I still have hope. I still have faith that we're all going to do the best we can do no matter what and be part of Creator's world, not the demonic part. Because the demonic part wants everybody unhappy, everybody living in fear, everybody going and stopping on their end. Yep. There's ways. There's ways and means of changing it. And, I mean, I heard some good stuff, but that doesn't mean it's going to come factual. So for me to tell you, it just doesn't make sense to me. But there could be some good news. There could be some great news. But right at this moment, I don't know of it. Nope. Okay, so that's not going to be able to go. That's an hour and 59 minutes. So if you're interested, come to the homepage of chat and look for the BitChute I am putting out there. Right? There we go. Yeah, it's telling us that we're not in charge. Some big uber goobers are doing it to us. But hey, that's just me thinking. So, let's see what this says.
Dr. Reiner Fulmich is the public front man for an international team comprised of hundreds of lawyers and medical experts who have begun legal proceedings over the CDC, the WHO, and the Davos Group for committing crimes against humanity. The protocol for the PCR test given by the WHO and the CDC was knowingly set to a level that guaranteed 100% false positives or false negatives. So there is no pandemic. This is all about getting people to take the shot. Their argument is that we are at the very least being subjected to an illegal experiment. At the worst, global genocide. Dr. Fulmich points out how the experimental jab is in clear violation of all 10 of the Nuremberg Codes, which carry the penalty of death for those who violate them. Number one, voluntary consent is absolutely essential. There should be no intervention or any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, or any form of constraint or coercion. By definition, a vaccine must provide immunity to the virus, protect recipients from getting the virus, reduce deaths, infections, circulation, and transmission of the virus. We are told the experimental jab does none of these, yet they fraudulently call it a vaccine. As far as duress, constraint, and coercion, it's everywhere. If you want your life back, get the shot. Number two, the experiment should be such as to yield fruitful results unprocurable by other methods. The most fruitful method would be a healthy immune system, which can be achieved through good health and natural supplements such as vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc. But the people are not being told this. In fact, those who point it out are being vilified and silenced. Number three, the experiment should be designed and based on the results of animal experimentation. This experimental jab skipped animal testing. Number four, the experiment should be so conducted as to avoid all unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injury. According to official reports, there are already thousands of deaths and over 250,000 injuries from this experiment. Number five, no experiment should be conducted where there is an a priori reason to believe that death or disabling injury will occur. Past trials have shown a strong possibility that these new spike proteins will cause a body to attack itself. This is known as antibody-dependent enhancement, or ADE. And recent doctors have blown the whistle that this could end up killing everybody who's been vaccinated in the next 2 years. Number six, the risk should never exceed the benefit. COVID-19 has a 98 to 99% survival rate, less deadly than the seasonal flu. The experimental jab is already the most dangerous vaccine in VAERS 30-year history. Number seven, proper preparations should be made and adequate facilities provided to protect the experimental subject against even remote possibilities of injury, disability, or death. There were no preparations made. There are no facilities. The subject shows up for their shot and goes home. Number eight, the experiment should be conducted only by scientifically qualified persons. This experiment has been exclusively run by politicians, the media, celebrities, and big pharma bureaucrats. Number nine, the subject should be at liberty to bring the experiment to an end. Thousands of medical experts have attempted to end this madness, and their voices continue to be silenced. Number 10, the experiment must be brought to an end if resulting in injury or death. And yet, the experiment pushes on. Once again, those who violate these international laws are subject to the death penalty. Legal proceedings are moving forward and evidence is being collected. Whistleblowers are directed to contact the international team at www.securewhistleblower.com. This is likely the biggest crime ever committed against the world population. And the question is, do we still have a judicial system to exact justice? For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
I have a question about patient engagement, and you had touched on this before. All of these advances are amazing, but even if you make the greatest drug or the greatest wearable, there's no guarantee that the patient is going to take the drug, wear the device. So how are you thinking about technology to engage the patient?
Again, maybe I would use an example. I think it's fascinating what's happening in this field right now. I mean, FDA approved the first electronic pill, if I can call it like that. So it is basically a biological chip that it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, it sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the application for that, the compliance. The insurance companies to know that the medicines that patients should take, they do take them. It is fascinating what happens in this field. But of course, there will be an initial cost that someone needs to invest.
Show it, you're not going to talk about it. What's the sense of that? can't just have the music going. You can't lock it up off. Well, I guess not. So if you want to go see it, go see it. I'm not wasting my time here and my effort. Gosh.
What if it is true that 4 in every 5 COVID 1984 deaths in England have come from those who are double and triple jabbed? Wouldn't mainstream media be reporting on that?
Psychotic symptoms with years from natural hemp oil is the way to go.
Well, deaths in England over the past month, despite most vulnerable getting boosters in October. Now, I have a question about this because, first of all, how do you know that they died of the COVID 1984 if it hasn't been isolated, purified, visualized, and verified? From what I understand, and I'm not a virologist, so you don't have to listen to me, take everything that I say with a grain of salt, doesn't sound possible. The latest figures published by the new UK Health Security Agency on COVID 1984 by George Orwell cases, hospitalizations, and deaths show that the VAXX population still accounted for 4 in every 5 COVID 1984 deaths. That's interesting if that's true. Over the past 4 weeks, even though those who are deemed to be the most vulnerable to the COVID 1984 by George Orwell received their booster, if you get a booster with that, of course you can, their stab wound in September and October. But COVID 1984, let me expand this for you so you can see it a little bit better. Should be able to see that a little bit better. The COVID 1984 VAXX surveillance report, let's check it out, was published by the UK Health Security Agency. Oh, it's going to open up a PDF file. On Thursday, the 16th of December, 2021, and it shows the vast majority of the COVID 1984 cases between November 15th and December 12th were among the fully VAXX population. The fully VAXX population. And I wonder if the remaining 1/5 of those who ended up passed away within that first 14 days of getting the two-shot stab wound by Pfizer and Moderna, or the one-shot stab wound by Johnson & Johnson. Wouldn't that be interesting? Because they don't count those people as vaccinated at all. Maybe it's 100% VAXX dying from this. I don't know. Table 8, COVID 1984 cases by VAXX status between week 46 and week 49. The total number of cases by VAXX status, as confirmed by Table 8 of this thing, not VAXX population 417,000, partially VAXX 79,000, and triple-double VAXX population 518,373 cases. This means the VAXX population accounts for 59% of the COVID-1984 cases between November 15th and December 12th. Whilst the non-VAXX population account for 41%, however, if we remove under-18s from the equation, many of whom aren't eligible to be VAXX, the figures are far worse for the VAXX population. Wouldn't that be a kicker? Wouldn't that be a kicker? And it's probably worse than that on the VAXX side. The total numbers of cases by VAXX status and everyone over 18 is confirmed by Table 8 of the UK HSA Week 50 VAXX Surveillance Report between November 15th and December 12th. Non-VAXX population, 104,000 cases. Partially VAXX population, 32. I wonder what they're counting as partially vaccinated, because there's no such thing in the CDC records as partially VAXXed. There's no such thing. Either you're VAXX or you're un-VAXXed or you're fully VAXXed. And you're not counted as fully VAXXed until the 15th day after the second shot of Moderna or Pfizer and the one shot of Johnson & Johnson. Not until the 15th day are you considered fully VAXXed. Even if you've been doubled stab wounded and you haven't reached that 15th day, you're not even counted as VAXXed. So CDC does not count partial VAXX. Either you are or you aren't. And if you are, then it has to be according to their criteria for that day, because it's always changing. Double, triple, jabbed person, 518,061 cases. This means the over 18 VAXX population account for 84% of the COVID 1984 cases between these two dates again, whilst the non-VAXX population accounted for just 16%. It's probably lower than that. Probably lower than 16%, and this is probably higher than 84% if you just follow the CDC guidelines and you follow common sense and go, well, wait a second. First of all, it wasn't isolated, so what are all these people dying of? What is the cause of death after the injection? Is it myocardial infarction? Is it pericarditis? Is it myocarditis? Is it blood clots? What is it? What exactly is it?
Okay, before you go anywhere, a lot of people have asked me if they can get a shirt from the store with the design on the back. Let me show you real quick what you can do right here. You can change the font, change the...
What if it is true that for an...
What a bunch of...
My friends, good evening. Well, a few videos I want to share with you today.
Well, I just really don't want to hear your video today, buddy. I just can't. Nope.
Looking ahead to 2022, what a pivotal year this is going to be for so many reasons. For this country, for the world, in this war of good versus evil. The 29th day of December now, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. We hope that you're still enjoying the Christmas season and have something incredibly fun planned for the upcoming new year. We're spending this week going through our 2021 highlights. Later today, we'll revisit our blockbuster takedown of former Trump Chief of Staff and Operation Warp Speed High Priest Mark Meadows, plus our bombshell expose of fake mega grifter jive-talking politician Vernon Jones. But our first segment today is our September interview, epic interview with Dr. Carrie Madej, who came on the show to discuss terrifying things that she'd seen when viewing the bioweapon shots being falsely referred to as safe and effective COVID vaccines through a microscope. So you sent these images to the show. I've looked at them. I have to say that I was creeped out, but then again, I realized I don't know what I'm looking at here, so help me out.
Okay, so first of all, the it was in July that a local lab in Georgia said they wanted me to examine contents of a vial that they had just received. This vial was fresh. It had already been used to be injected into at least one patient because it was the end of the day. They were going to discard it, so they were able to get the vial, and this particular vial. And so I was there to assist them getting that and putting some of the contents on a glass slide with a compound microscope to look at it, and it was only, nothing was added to this solution. Nothing was diluted. No human tissue was added. Only the white light for the microscope. And of course, over time, it was becoming more room temperature from the refrigeration. That was it. And so at first it looked just translucent. And then as time went on over 2 hours, colors appeared, which I've never seen anything like this. There wasn't a chemical reaction happening. It was a brilliant, like blue and royal purple and, a yellow and sometimes green. And so these colors appearing, I did not know what that was after investigating, more a superconducting material, emitted to it. Okay. A superconducting material would be something like an injectable computing system. Anyhow, these fibers were appearing more and more. Some of the fibers had a little cube structure on that. I'm not sure what that was. And also metallic fragments were in there. They were not metallic fragments I'm used to seeing, a more exotic. They're very opaque, as well as, as the edge of the cover slide. So the cover slip, and you put a glass partition on that or a piece on top of the glass slide, there are edges. And so all the particulates, all these colors started to move to the edge, and there was self-assembling going on. Things were growing. They looked synthetic. And then there was one particular, I'd say, object or organism, I'm not sure what to call it, that had tentacles coming from it. And it was able to lift itself up off of the cover, off of the glass slide.
It was alive? Like the thing was alive?
It appeared to have be self-aware or be able to grow or move in space. All I can tell you is this is not something they taught us in medical school, nothing in my laboratories. nothing that I've seen before. And I showed this to other people in the field, and they don't know what it is either. And I thought, when I first saw this, and I kept looking at it over and over again, I had a colleague with me, and we both thought, wow, this almost appears like it's self-aware, like it knows we're watching it. It's just an intuition, a feeling of mine, but it was very upsetting. And so after two and a half hours, everything was destroyed, of course. And then I thought, well, maybe that was a fluke in a way. Maybe that was just that one vial. And so, you know, just recently, the lab was able to get more vials, and same manufacturer, but, you know, different batch, of course, looking at it the same way under the compound microscope. And another one of those tentacle-like structures appeared. This was now completely under the cover slip, so there was no movement because it wasn't on the edge. But I just couldn't believe I saw another one. And, you know, it's same thing. Same colors appeared over time, these fibers, you know, they're in this time. I need to get, if they do it again, I have to get a video from them. There was actually motion that you could see in the video. So.
Yeah. Some kinds of repercussions are going to be happening for this 2022 happening. So, I don't see really much new going on as much as I see that we're going to have a lot of repercussions from 2021. But if we really look back at it, it's been going on for decades. It's been going on for a while, and it's finally catching up with all of us. But us, who don't want to believe it, who don't think life is worth protecting, keeping safe, we're going to be in some interesting times.
You. If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays? For Voices on the Wind, with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
The pill has been taken. Blinders are off. Are we in the end game? Or are we simply living a replay of a time that's already happened, with no choices? Different people have different points of view. When it comes to creation versus evolution, my point of view, we were created to evolve. The Red Pill. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern in Studio B. www.freedomslips.com and revolution.radio.
Come on!
check it out. Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
The little honey on the lone highway left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
I am under no obligation to diminish myself to make others more comfortable. So if you don't like my noise, oh well. Here we go. The rest of the video.
You know, this is very concerning, and also was able to look at the contents of a Johnson & Johnson vial. And there's definitely a substance that looked like graphene. They all had graphene-like structures in there. Whether or not they were, I don't have the capability of testing them in order to this lab, but that's what they appeared to be. They had fatty substances, like a sticky glue-like substance that would be considered a hydrogel in those, both of them, right? So that means they're lying. They're lying to us about the Johnson & Johnson, about not having nanolipid particles or anything of that substance, and it does. And in the Johnson & Johnson, they also had colors appeared. Their colors were different. They were like a fluorescent pastel kind of color. Again, a lot of synthetic structures in there as well. In the Johnson & Johnson, more the spherical ring structures were there, a lot of sphere structures. These, I'm describing what I'm seeing, but I've never seen anything like this before. And they're not supposed to be in these injections they're falsely calling vaccines. What are they going to do to somebody? What are they going to do to a child?
It's horrific.
I started crying when I saw these, second time under the microscope, because it was confirmation of everything I saw the first time.
If I were looking into a microscope at something that I was told was a vaccine to promote health and safety, and some self-aware, tentacle-equipped creature started moving, I would probably run out of the laboratory. I mean, that's just me. I'm not scared of a lot, but that is scary that is going into the blood of global citizens. And you're right, they want to push this into our children.
Oh, yes. This was about 400 times magnification. So we don't have more information than that. But, people need to really, really, really stop and think about what is happening right now. And it doesn't make sense. If it doesn't make sense, don't go and rush to a decision that you could regret. Something's not right in the world. I think we all know that right now. And to me, it's definitely on the level of a spiritual warfare, looking at it under the microscope, absolutely. And, you know, this pushes me, this inspires me to make more of these maybe videos, if we can get the lab to get more of these samples, to do them in real time so you can actually see what we're doing, to have proof of, yes, this is what is happening. This is what we are seeing. So you yourself can see what is happening under the microscope, because I don't think you need to have any science background. When you look at it, you'll see that something isn't right. This isn't supposed to be injected into human beings.
So when you first, especially children, before you started talking about this self-aware, whatever it is that lifted itself up off of the glass, you mentioned something about an injectable computing system. What do you make of that?
Yeah. So when colors just appeared in the solution, I mean, I'm talking about, there's no color or very little. All of a sudden, the most brilliant blue, the most brilliant yellow, the most brilliant purple appeared, and more and more and more and more over time. I've never seen anything be able to do that besides something, unless you added another substrate for a chemical reaction. You know, it has to react with something. I didn't know what could do that. And so I started to talk to some nanotech engineers and genetic engineers, and they told me the only thing they knew of that could do that was a white light, which a white light did hit it. The microscope has a white light. A white light over time will make the reaction on a superconducting material. Superconducting is like an injectable computing system. So this is where the electronic components can now become visible under white light, so you know where they are. So this is proof that they are putting an operating system inside people. This happened in both the Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson samples that we observed. So, you know, these are all, we're getting little pieces of evidence put together one by one by one, but everything is pointing to the very ominous, you know, endpoint of this is the beginning or the advent of transhumanism, or this is the beginning or advent of being able to have surveillance and spying done on people, just like Bill Gates said he's doing right now in West Africa. People need to remember that the Gates Foundation, or at least Bill Gates and Gavi, his company, is working with MasterCard and Trust Stamp, an artificial intelligence program, testing it on the people of West Africa with their COVID vaccines, injections, I should say, giving them a digital ID. They can only get their monetary funds through the digital ID and MasterCard, no other way, no cash, nothing. And this, and all their medical records and information downloaded into this digital format in their body. And they said in this program, this research experiment they're doing on the people, they said, well, if this substance is inside of them, this hydrogel substance, of course, why don't we use it for surveillance and predictive policing? We are. We're going to start using it for surveillance and predictive policing on the people of West Africa right now. They've been doing that since July of 2020. And they said once they have it perfected, they would like to unveil it to all the developed nations. And what are they calling it? The wellness pass, which is also known as a vaccine passport. So how are they doing that, right, Stu? They have to put something inside your body to be able to monitor you and know everything that you're doing. So people need to wake up. What could they put inside your body for that to happen? How would they do it? I think Gates is already admitting to us how he's doing it or how he wants to do it. How much does it take? I don't know. I just know that I'm seeing these things with my own eyes, things that don't make sense, things that look like they could be used for, you know, so they look like they are the advent of starting something of artificial intelligence inside the human body. And we know that the people in charge aren't to be very trustworthy at all. They've lied many times to us. The manufacturers have lied many times to us. So this is the time that we do not, we don't take this anymore. We don't take this kind of oppression and suppression. We're better than that. We are children of God. We choose to be, right? And
absolutely.
I for one will not stand for it.
So just to wrap up here, and I know that you got to go, but I just, for responsibility purposes, you've examined things under microscopes before. You know what you're doing with a microscope. these vials that you, multiple vials that you examined, you have kept track of the chain of custody. Nothing was inserted into these things before you were able to look at them. I mean, this is all on the up and up. And this is the genuinely the contents of what is found in multiple lots now, you have said, of the Moderna and the J&J vials.
Yeah, at least three batches. At least three batches, yes. That is correct.
On Rumble alone, that video quickly tallied north of 3 million views. People want to know what's in these bioweapon shots that are hurting and killing so many people. GunsAmerica.com, the newest sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show, came on late in 21. We're excited to go into the new year with GunsAmerica.com, America's most trusted online platform for buying and selling guns, celebrating 25.
One day, Jesus is coming.
South Korean doctors have banded together and now call themselves the Korea Veritas doctors for COVID-19. They've secured partial vials of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, and upon close observation, they claim to have found moving organisms. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us to discuss this now. So this is like a third or fourth account now of moving organisms or self-aware things being found in these vials.
That's correct, Stu, and I was contacted yesterday by one of the direct sources there. They're very concerned. They just made these discoveries several days ago. They're in the process of continuing their analysis with additional vials, but let me just start from the beginning. Yes, they call themselves now the Korea Veritas Doctors for COVID-19, and what they did was they originally got some vials just a few days ago, and they're in South Korea, by the way. The vials were both from Pfizer and Moderna. They were taken from a medical facility. They were partially used, and they used, according to them, because I did ask them about their methodology and some of their steps. They're going to get back to me with a couple of other doctors and what they did, but for the most part, we got a little bit of a story started. They used a microscopy called stereo microscopy at about 400 magnification, and what they did was they understand the need to keep these frozen at sub, you know, zero temperatures according to, you know, what Pfizer has released about them, and they warmed them gradually to human temperature ranges, you know, 97 to 99, somewhere in there. And what they saw blew them away, Stu. They saw forms in these under the microscope. What they did was they put drops, they told me. They did not put any additive. They put a plate over it. This is very common methodology, and they looked at it, and when they warmed it to human levels, they saw these forms start to not only move, Stu, but what's really new about this is that they changed form, according to these doctors. And this goes along with what Fauci testified to the House Energy Committee on December 4th, 2019, when he was expanding on the executive order that President Trump had signed in September of 2019, he embellished it by adding, these are going to be mRNA particles, these are going to be self-assembling nanoparticles, and these doctors are apparently seeing that this very same thing. And it's interesting, we've all wondered, why do these materials have to be kept on dry ice, the very strict parameters, and now we've learned a lot more since then, and it appears that these materials, I'm calling them materials, these bioweapon, whatever's in these vials that we still need some chemical analysis on, they actually will start to do different things and become different things when they are warmed to 98 or so degrees. And they provided about seven pictures to me. I brought three today. The first one I want to show everyone is this round disc. It's very interesting. Again, I don't know what kind of lighting they used, but you see the uniformness of this circle. Looks very similar to what we saw in Dr. Zandre Batha's report from South Africa, where she took a Pfizer vial, put drops on a plate, and she saw a little more clearly. Now, she is a microscopy expert. These people are doctors who got this vial from a medical facility and then sent it to a lab, an OBGYN lab, by the way, that is run by Dr. Young Mi Lee. She's an MD, and she is an OBGYN reproductive leader, expert, rather. And she is going to be coming forward, I understand, from these sources to talk about this more. So hopefully she'll be on the Stu Peters Show very soon. I am not at liberty to disclose the names of the rest of the doctors. They want to preserve their anonymity for their own protection right now. But someone is going to come forward to verify this. So you see this first picture. It's a round disc. These discs apparently started to turn and spin. Remember, there's nothing added to it, and there's a cover plate over it. So they're not moving it. These things are moving upon warming up to 98 degrees. Now, the second picture is also particularly frightening, I think. It is a long, stringy, worm-like-looking object, organism, and they have a red arrow pointing to a section that in the video will show us that it moved in a certain way as soon as it was warmed up to human temperatures. And then the third picture that they gave me that I brought here today, you see two like sort of striated organisms in the lower right-hand corner. In the upper left-hand corner, you see almost another set of what I would call twin organisms. According to them, when these were warmed, and this is the whole point, a lot of other people that have looked at this may have had it at room temperature or human temperature for many hours or days. We don't know. We've got a real description of methodology where they specifically, in their methodology, warmed up the material and then saw the changes. They were not expecting the changes. So these twin, you know, objects here all started to move, to attach to each other. They changed their shapes. They moved around. These people are literally blown away. They did find significant bacterial growth, Stu. And I think I've reported before in some of the Pfizer documents where they have reported on areas like sort of like their general reports on their safety and manufacturing practices, very loose, not according to full FDA regs, but they've talked about colony-forming units, that you can have a certain amount of bacteria in these things as allowed by the FDA, which we know doesn't exist right now. They also said that in addition to the things that we see in these three photos, the other four photos are very similar to this, they've also said that there are countless unidentified microorganisms. They are going to get to the bottom of this. And I want you to know that they advised me that they are getting a large number of both Pfizer and Moderna vials that are sealed and that are going to be kept on the dry ice as you know, according to protocol. And they're going to start looking at them and replicating their own work. This is where a lot of researchers have some of them have replicated their work, like Dr. Batha. I have witnessed her on video, live video, showing me the replication of her steps. A number of other doctors have not done that. But these doctors have it in their plan. They say that they have made contact with a source. They are going to get, in their words, many more vials. They're going to focus on Moderna and Pfizer. And I think that's a good idea, because if you notice, just yesterday or the day before, the FDA is running interference for Pfizer by now coming out and saying, oh, the J&J injections are dangerous for blood clots. Well, I've got news for everybody. They're all dangerous, and they're all prone to give you blood clots, brain bleeds, and things like that.
Janssen just doesn't pay as much money to the media as Pfizer does. That's what the issue is.
So
that's
probably
absolutely
so.
What's going
so
on. This is the reason why we leave our Christmas presents for our kids hidden away for a very long time, so that they don't discover them, right? And then we wrap them up and we change the way that they look. Sometimes parents that are really creative will actually take a gift that doesn't weigh a whole lot and then put it in the box along with, like, magazines or heavy books so that it's disguised, right? So that you can't really see what's in it. You shake it, and it's like, oh, wow, I wonder what this is. And then you open it up, and it's something completely different. That's why they want you to keep these things frozen at 70 million degrees below zero, because when they're warmed up to body temperature, guess what?
Yes.
Yeah, there's, like, living, self-aware, crawling around little things that are not supposed to be injected into your body.
Right. And we need to know when they self-assemble, when they kind of come alive in the warmth of 98.6 degrees, what is their mission? Where are they going? And what are they supposed to be doing? And can we turn it off? We don't know. We don't know. It's just a cornucopia of mystery. We just keep peeling little pieces of the onion back. But we're going to stay in touch with these South Korean researchers and doctors. We are hopefully going to have a contact with Dr. Mi Lee, who will hopefully come on the Stu Peters Show and tell us more in detail about what she has seen.
Yeah. You know, see, this is what psychopaths, this is what sociopaths, this is what serial killers do. A lot of times, very often, you'll see in movies that are, or documentaries that are based on actual events, these people will telegraph to you what they're going to do. They'll actually write notes, I'm going to kill you in this way. This is what Tony Fauci did right in front of this energy committee. This is what Klaus Schwab has been doing. This is what Bill Gates has been doing. They've been telling you about depopulation. They've been telling you about transhumanism. They're telling you about these self-assembling nanoparticles. And now guess what we have? We have depopulation. We have self-assembling nanoparticles. We have all of these things. Transhumanism is in full effect. They're trying as hard as they can to make people less human, less in the image of God, and more in the image of this created, immortal, godlike creature is what they want for themselves to become. They're telling us exactly what they're going to do. Why should this surprise anybody? I've got about a minute left here. Your final words.
Sure. I want to tie this all back to your call to action, Attorney Thomas Wren's call to action, Dr. David Martin. We have a lot of tools right now. We have so much that we can do because these people need to be answerable, not just Fauci and Gates. They're all part of this in the whole criminal conspiracy and racketeering group. It's everybody at the NIH. It's everybody at the FDA. All of these people that have been on voluntary panels, that have, like Dr. Rubin, who thinks that children should take it before we find out if it's safe and effective. All these people that have made recommendations that have resulted in people getting these bioweapon shots, these poisons, they all need to be held accountable. They are not all under the immunity. And if we can show the conspiracy and saturate our attorneys general across the United States, we might have a shot at stopping this whole thing and blowing a hole through the legal immunity that these companies are enjoying right now.
I have that job form in my Telegram. It's at SuePeters.tv. It's underneath Rumble videos from yesterday. It serves every single member of Congress, and they're all complicit. If they're not speaking out against this, if they're not stopping this immediately, your elected representatives are your servants. Put them on notice. Go do it. It takes 10 seconds, and it will be effective. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for these disturbing findings. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Jesus' suffering on the cross is a picture difficult to understand. He was betrayed by a friend, arrested, and falsely sentenced to death. He was beaten and whipped, a crown made of thorns pressed into his head. Bearing the cross, he stumbled and staggered up the hill to Golgotha. Each step of the journey getting worse, spit on, cursed, and mocked. But Jesus never looked back. He kept going. Jesus could have avoided the cross, called down fire from heaven, or summoned legions of angels to rescue him, to save him. But Jesus was not interested in saving himself. He was all about saving you. Every detail of this torturous path to the cross was part of God's plan to bring you to him. We're all broken. We've all messed up and have all made wrong choices. And no one had to teach us as a baby about anger and selfishness. We just came out that way. Sort of a sin covering. But on the cross, with his blood he shed, the Bible says Jesus blotted out our record of sin, nailing it to his cross. The blood of Jesus washes away our sin covering. And his blood is our ticket. Our ticket to...
I just can't play the rest of that. Seriously. Because I don't believe it. I don't think that this is the way that it is and was supposed to be. Because that's not how things go. Why would one day and age really be that much different than any other day and age? Just saying. But we aren't sinners. See, that's the thing that makes it so bad. That's what they want us to believe. That we are bad and we're not worth it and we aren't worthy of having any existence because we were born in sin. Well, no, we weren't. Sin is off the mark. That's how you learn. Is when you can't first achieve something and you hit it off the mark, that gives you the ability to try to do better next time. It's not a wrong thing. It's not a bad thing. It's not something that you're supposed to be crucified on a cross for. It just behooves me sometimes to even think about the way that we've been programmed. To have these kinds of conditions to create such fear and animosity and separation from ourselves, let alone each other. How can we learn better? By looking outside of what we have thought we knew is factual. Okay? Because I don't have any lords. I want no effing masters over me. I want to be the master of myself because that's what I'm here to accomplish. I'm not here to give my responsibility away to other entities and say, help me, help me. No, I'm to stand side by side so we can make solutions out of problems. Not to give the responsibility, ability to respond, away to something else. That makes no sense to me. It just makes no sense to me. I seriously wonder, and I know a lot of people are waiting for this Jesus to come and collect and save our asses, but guess what? You're the only one who can make the vital change. Don't believe all this crap. Corinthians 2:14. What? Come on, people. It was people who wrote the Bible. It wasn't Jesus.
This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live, Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nation.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Hey, all right, let's show them what we got now.
We now return to Revolution Radio's very own feral hippie, Mona Radler.
Welcome back. We're here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Today is the 31st day of December 2021. Excuse me. Ding. Yeah. We are listener-supported, so please do us that favor, and let's see if we can make another year. Oh, today's our birthday, too. I think 11 years old. It was a while back, I know. Yep. 2010, I remember. I've been here since 2013, so... Yeah. Three bells, bowls, but anyway. Yep. Just seems to be anybody's guess. Anybody's guess. Let's see if I can find that one video I wanted to play. Okay. Yeah, here we go. Pardon me.
We have been played and manipulated from all our politicians in the world. Please share this information. It's a must.
Did you get the documents I sent 3 days ago?
I did, actually, and I looked into them, and I'm shocked. I want to talk about it because I wasn't sure what I was reading here. This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
If you start from the first page, what I see now, the United Nations organization, but that's the first, you know, it made an impression because it says the United Nations and not the United Nations as we know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, the funny thing is, do they sign as one nation? You know, that's the weird thing. As
exactly.
You know, me too.
Yeah. What does it mean?
And they also says treasury certificate, people of the Philippines. So, and as we scroll further down, it says United Nations Organization. Again, not in plural, nations. It's only one nation.
Nation, yeah.
And then,
International Court of Justice.
Yeah, and then the
International Criminal Court.
Uh-huh.
Everything.
The World Bank.
All the major organizations, yeah.
Yeah. There was actually this information I got it from this guy from California. His name is Mike.
Where did he get it?
He told me he got all this information from an organization called Hellenic Assembly, in which from 2013 they exposed these accounts, and the guy that actually exposed these accounts, his name is Artemis Soras, and the Greek government had him in jail for 28 months, and he just came out about 6 months ago. So that's very, very interesting, you know.
Since 2013?
Yeah, 2013 he exposed these accounts. And this organization is trying to expose and tell, I guess, the Greek people that they have money, and not only the Greek people, all over the world.
Yeah,
and
that's
what basically, yeah. I'm going to look into that, but... did you see all the banks that are...
That's the thing. You can see in this document, just to say a few words for the people who have no idea, because like I did, I had no idea until 3 days ago. And in here you can see every country, almost every country, I think, on Earth, hundreds of countries. And in their bank accounts, national banks and other private banks, they have huge amounts of money. And I'm talking huge amounts of money with so many zeros you can't count. It's trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
And it's deposited into every country.
Mm-hmm. And Mike actually told me from where these accounts come from. In 1944, there was the Bretton Woods Conference, in which 44 countries came together. They created the IMF, the World Bank, and all these task force, you know, and all these organizations that are supposed to be there.
Yeah, and work for the benefit of the people.
Yeah,
and actually, this Bretton Woods Agreement took place in 1944, and I was thinking that in 1944, there was a war, and in Europe, it was really bad for the people. Everyone was in poverty. People were starving. They were dying of famine. And then you have the treasurers traveling from Europe, going to America and signing these things and depositing huge amounts of money and gold.
Yeah.
And it makes you think, if they had all this wealth, why was Europe dying from poverty? It doesn't make sense. Where did they get all that money?
Yeah. And as you see, the first, it starts alphabetical order, Central Bank of Afghanistan, Albania, Algeria, Angola.
Oh, countries that we think are so poor.
Yeah,
I just can't believe it.
Yeah. And all this money came down in 1967. Sometimes I think about, you know, this number, 1967, gives me, you know, other things to think. You know, also with JFK, you know, there's a lot of conspiracy out there. But if you put things together, it kind of makes sense because why maybe they killed JFK. There's a lot of things to consider in our mind because there's a lot
of
things going
makes
on
you think,
you know, for years.
Yeah. Because all these things that we knew were happening, that were in the light, weren't making sense. But when you see this, you're thinking there's more to what we can than what, you know, is presented to us. There's
and
so
honestly,
much.
Deborah, you know what gives me the chills? Remember when JFK said we are run by secret societies? You know, this hits it right here, you know.
That's right, exactly.
Because you have all these organizations, you know, so what's the secret? You know, why?
What's the secret, and why aren't the governments using it?
Look, as you see, Germany. Look, you see, because I'm trying to share a screen. Deutsche Bank, you know, look, it keeps on going with trillions of dollars. You know, Germany,
yeah,
Germany.
Yeah, it's not only about the poor countries. It's about every country, because every country is in debt right now. Every country is in debt. How can they be in debt if this money really exists in those accounts?
And right now, which we're going through hard times with the whole pandemic, you know, I'm going to call it plandemic. They could call it a pandemic. I'm going to call it plandemic because, to me, something, you know, where there's something is going on with that, too. But there's something very...
And they're not even using this money for that, because you have now, you know, all countries are paying benefits to their people to stay indoors and whatever, and they're saying they're in deficit now because of all the money they had to spend.
Yeah.
What about this? Yeah. Someone's lying to us.
There's a page. I'm going to find it right now. There's a page that you probably saw it, you know. Look at this. Central Bank of Switzerland. It has 27 zeros. This is just one account. 27 zeros.
We can't even fathom. We can't even wrap our minds around these numbers.
Yeah.
And it's in gold, as you said. It's in gold. So it never loses its value, because someone might say that, you know, it was done in 1944 and 1967 came up to light. But, yeah, but this is in gold. It never loses its value.
Of course, of course. And something else, too, that we have to tell everybody here, it's all the signatures of the task force, all the agencies, organizations that are involved, politicians. They're all here, you know.
Every official organization, yes.
Mm-hmm. Every official politician.
Yes, and international justice.
Yeah.
Why is this hidden from the people? I mean, I've never heard of it before. Had you?
No. Honestly, you know, I'm telling you, Mike just sent me these documents. I was mind blown. I was bugging out. You know, I called him back again. He told me more details on where these documents came out. And, you know, I send you this information as I have.
Yeah.
I send to other people,
and
too.
And this is from, these are the balances in 2007, which is 14 years ago. So I imagine these amounts are even greater now. They're even larger now, so many years later. Yeah.
He basically told me, Mike, that he has some other documents, which it's right now, they just signed, it's infinity. They have no number. Yeah.
They can't even put the numbers down.
No, they can't put the numbers. Yeah.
I wonder what the people can do about this. Can't we just, you know, take these documents and, go to our local politicians and ask the question, what is this about? Is it possible that they don't know about it? If they're being signed every year, the balances are being signed every year in every country's parliament. So every official should know about it.
This is something where we, the people, have to start coming out and asking our politicians, what's going on? That's, what are these? You know?
Maybe we can share these under this video, maybe share the documents and get the people to have a read through them.
Yeah.
And go ask the question, because it's about our lives. Everyone's suffering. And then you see all this, and it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like this. If all this money is in there, we need to get some answers.
Of course, yeah. You know what? Another thing that I'm thinking of doing is getting in contact again with Mike, making like a three-way, and also getting involved with down there with the organization. And they probably have more information that they could give us. At least for here, United States, and also Australia, maybe they have more details. Because, you know, you live in Australia, you have to let your people know what's going on, you know, to all the Australians.
And
we here in the United States, you know, I have to tell everybody. I live down here in Texas right now. You know, I got to let the people know in Texas, hey, guys, look what's going on. And these documents right here, it's George Bush. It's George W. Bush that signed these documents when he was the president. So, I mean, we gotta get this, spread it out, you know.
And no politician has ever talked about these things. Nobody in no country. And it's not only about Texas or Sydney where I am, but, you know, you see all these immigrants, people are you know, leaving their countries to go find a better future, and they shouldn't really be doing that because they already have wealth in their countries.
Mm-hmm.
So why would the leaders be doing this? Why would they be hiding all this information? Why aren't they working with their people? This is amazing. I can't believe it.
South Africa. Look at this. Somalia. Solomon Islands. Slovenia.
Wow.
China. You know, the funny thing is China's in this too. Everybody, all the 198 countries. This is unbelievable. This is crazy.
They all came together and they all agreed on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they never agreed.
It's amazing. Yeah.
You know what? From what it seems is they never agreed on being there for the people, only for their pockets. My understanding.
Obviously not, because this is. Amazing. We're talking about enormous amounts of wealth in here. And if you take a look around the world, everyone is suffering at the moment.
Yeah.
And we have leaders, these politicians, and they're just talking about debt all the time.
Yeah. Deborah, it was a pleasure talking to you. I'm gonna get in contact with Mike and try to get somebody from that organization to get in contact with us and have like a four-way chat and getting some more information.
Yeah,
to give
all
the people out there.
And thanks for sharing this information.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and, you know, feel free to just share anything else that comes to you with me, and we definitely need to talk about it more and get the information out there.
Of course, Deborah. It was a pleasure talking, okay?
Yeah, you too. You too, Kevin.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
If I could share it, I would, but I have not had that accessibility. Nope. But it's true. I mean, we have been so bamboozled. We have been so lied. We should all be, instead of thinking about celebrating because the new year's going to mean anything, we need to take care of the old year. We need to make damn good and sure that these assholes don't have the power to keep doing this shit upon us. That's all there is to it. I mean, seriously, this celebration stuff, it's not time to celebrate yet. The world is falling apart. We need everybody to get their heads out of their asses and think about what the hell they can do to make it a change that we need for this life to go on. Seriously. I mean, I just can't believe other people are ignoring that. How could you? I mean, can't you really see what the hell is going on? Honestly, your children are being destroyed, murdered, and sacrificed. You can't even go to a funeral and say goodbye to your mother or father or sister or brother. You can't even go into a hospital to help take care of the sick and the injured. I mean, you are denied any part of your humanity that was ever allowed you, and you are letting it happen. You are letting it be stolen from you. You are being manipulated and murdered and sacrificed for what? For whom? And for what good reason? Somebody else's favor? Not yours. You know, and I'm not going to live in fear. Because I'm pretty pissed off. And I will say it to whomever and whatever comes across to me if it warrants to be said. I mean, this is just so outrageously wrong that we're all supposed to think, happy thought, la 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 la, like to make her get to inherit a damned earth. What the hell sense does that make? Then that'll make you damned. Does anybody get that? Like, true cause and effect? Action and reaction? And people want to celebrate? No! Mr. Rowe proved that in the Netherlands, they're not celebrating like they normally would. There's not people in the squares, you know, blowing whistles and doing all kinds of silly stuff, thinking that, oh, because this year's date is over and there's a new date and a new year, that, oh, we're going to all have our fingers get snapped and it all change. Oh, yeah, the Matrix just got an upgrade. How do you like it? Do you really see that? Can you see the buffoonery of all this? I mean, it's really crazy. It's really crazy. I mean, we have 13 moons, but we only have 12 months. So that takes, like, this December was 5 Wednesdays. That screws with us who flip and get paid on Wednesday. And that happens like 4 times a year. So how much money are they really saving by not being able to give the money to the people who depend on it to exist? That is our money. That guy and woman just stated it shouldn't be for the oligarchs. It shouldn't be for those that think their shit don't stink. Those that we gave the power to. Because we thought they were better than us and that they had more authority because we're just belligerent eaters enslaved by their systems of their reality upon what they want. Not equal justification or jurification of us being here on the same planet as them. So the psychopaths and the hypocrites, I'm trying to think of the other words for those people, but I don't use them a lot. So they don't just come to mind as I'm thinking, psychopaths. All I can think of is psychopaths. That was so funny. That have just created everything out there that we're supposed to believe is the only thing. When it's not, how, you know, so many people want the synthetic, artificial, and deadly. It says the life-giving, natural, organic, that would actually give us health and perseverance to go on stronger for the next project or whatever. All this life could have been in harmony. But they took the magic away from us, and they kept it. And so they could use it in a negative, derogatory fashion against us. And then we want to do it against ourselves because we're belligerent idiots. Stupid enough to fall for a experimental jab that isn't going to do you any favors or those around you any favors, but it's going to make some doctors and hospitals a whole lot of money. Because they think that's what makes life happen, is all this synthetic, artificial, pharmaceutical, instead of nature, instead of life in its purest form. I mean, why don't we want to have what creation it was for us to have it? I mean, we already screwed ourselves with Atlantis, now we're going to screw ourselves with this. And that is one world order now? You heard them? The paperwork didn't have United Nations. It had United Nation. One religion? It just sounds like the World Economic Schwartz or whatever his name is. Schwab, you know, the ugly fat man, bald-headed, Schwab, you know, shit coming down around us. Charles, yeah. And we thought all these people, because they've had the control of airwaves, the other things of those natures, along behind it, thinking that's what life is. Puff, puff, fizz, fizz. Seriously. Yeah, we've been bamboozled. We've been lied to. You hear me? We've been lied to. They'd rather see us dead because they're not really humans. They're psychopaths. I don't know why I can't think of the other words. It's too funny. Psychopaths is something else. What's it something else? Maybe they'll tell me. Satanic pedophiles? Yeah, there are those. Yeah, there are satanic pedophiles. That's right. Money won't make happiness if you have no heart or soul left. But you don't need money to have heart and soul. I mean, see, that's the whole thing. Yep. Shh. It's just something else that we just... Yeah, but we've got a system that's broken down. And until we really have a form of knowing ourselves, our talents and our abilities, and our structure for using organic and healthy things, it's not going to happen.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton.
Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's The Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect
us.
We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ricardo Delgado, and I am the founder and director of La Quinta Columna. All the vaccines tested, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Janssen, and Moderna, contain exclusively nanotechnology. We have found nanorouters, which also emit MAC addresses that can be registered with Bluetooth wireless technology by just using your own mobile phone and the help of an app. We have found nanoantennas and plasmonic antennas for the amplification of these signals. We have also identified nanorectennas, which act as rectifier bridges of alternating, direct current, codecs, and certain logic gates for the encryption of these nanocommunications emitted from the inoculated individual to a remote server. The primary material for the elaboration of these microstructural complexes is graphene oxide, the presence of which is decisive for the self-assembly of these structural complexes. The main mechanisms of exfoliation of graphene oxide within the body into graphene quantum dots are natural biodegradation mediated by the enzyme myeloperoxidase and the tesleferesis mechanism, which are microwave electromagnetic fields emitted from mobile phone signals with different frequency ranges.
El óxido de grafeno inyectado dentro del cuerpo adquiere propiedades...
Graphene oxide injected into the body acquires magnetic properties in contact with hydrogen and living cells. This is why most vaccinated people have this exacerbated magnetism at the point of inoculation, and subsequently in the upper solar plexus and the skull. Graphene oxide is detected in the body by our immune system as if it were a pathogen.
Detectado en el organismo por nuestro sistema inmunológico como si de un patógeno se tratara.
Once injected, it has an affinity for the central nervous system. Basically, the spinal cord in our brain, because of its higher electrical conductivity. In the central nervous system, it causes immobilization of limbs, strokes, paraplegia, and alteration of the nervous system. Graphene oxide has a blood clotting factor and increases thrombogenicity or thrombus proliferation. The ultimate consequence of thrombi is all kinds of cardiovascular accidents, such as embolisms, ischemias, strokes, aneurysms, etc. Graphene oxide also has an affinity for electrical organs, such as our heart, especially when its cardiac activity increases, and therefore its electrical activity. At that moment, this graphene oxide targets the heart and inflames it, generating myocarditis or pericarditis. In addition, graphene oxide has the ability to absorb electromagnetic radiation from our environment and multiply it with a transistor effect. Thus, it generates small discharges that cause arrhythmias in our cardiac system. This explains why so many athletes are suffering from arrhythmias when they have increased cardiac activity. Consequences of these arrhythmias are fainting, blackouts, or syncope, linked or not to unexpected or sudden death. A large part of our vaccinated population is suffering unexpected or sudden death when interacting near these microwave sources. Graphene oxide also has the capacity to generate mutagenesis, chromosomal alteration, and cancer, so that those people who have recently suffered tumors or neoplasms, after vaccination, will rapidly resurface a line of metastases, and those who are completely healthy will be at high risk of developing cancer. Graphene oxide is extremely toxic, and its toxicity is also dependent on the electromagnetic radiation it absorbs. Wherever it goes, it generates tissue inflammation, systemic or multi-organ inflammation, and a cascade of free radicals. When the oxidative stress generated by this toxic substance inside the body breaks the equilibrium in the redox balance and exceeds a certain threshold above the antioxidant levels of our endogenous glutathione, our immune system collapses and favors the famous cytokine storm. This graphene oxide, which is injected as a prime material in vaccines, is eliminated from the body through our lungs. But if it is irradiated whilst found in the lungs, the subsequent inflammation of the lung tissue causes bilateral pneumonia. If the vaccinated survive the initial doses of graphene oxide injected into their blood, it will be degraded in the body by the neutralizing antibodies that are responsible for its degradation. Once the graphene and its toxicity is gone, so are the antibodies that neutralize the substance, which also trigger our immunoglobulins. This is why people are being forced to be revaccinated every 3 months, in order to maintain the body's levels of this toxic substance, by claiming that they no longer possess immunity. In short, the non-existent, non-isolated, non-purified, non-cultivated SARS-CoV-2 presented to us in the official version and its variants is in the real version the graphene oxide introduced consciously and voluntarily in the flu vaccine of the 2019-2020 campaign.
La vacuna antigripal de la campaña 2019-2020.
In other words, the disease, relabeled COVID-19, is simply a graphene-enhanced acute irradiation syndrome. Therefore, the first and basically the only artificial wave at our elderly in nursing homes as its target population, whose flu vaccination rate is very close to 100%. Our elderly were previously vaccinated with this substance, and then irradiated with the famous cell phone antennas. which suspiciously, 8 out of 10 are implanted in the vicinity of nursing homes or old folks' homes.
8 de cada 10 de ellas son implantadas en las inmediaciones de geriátricos residencias. Justificaron el genocidio.
They justified the genocide of our elderly as a pretext to tell the entire world population that we were facing a new coronavirus, so that under the fear of this alleged contagion tall tale, they could proceed to inoculate the entire world population with graphene oxide. The aim is to eliminate a large part of the population and use the behavioral modulation properties of graphene oxide in the field of neuroscience and artificial intelligence for the remaining population.
Campo de la neurociencia y la inteligencia artificial para la población remanente. El óxido de grafeno tiene...
Graphene oxide has a special affinity for neurons. Once installed in neurons, it generates an artificial neural network that gradually replaces the natural neural network.
Paulatinamente a la red neuronal natural. Cuando el tamaño de las nanoparticles...
When the size of graphene oxide nanoparticles is less than 35 nanometers, they easily pass through our blood-brain barrier, a membrane that protects our brain from possible damage coming from the outside, and gain access to our own neural network. On the one hand, graphene oxide manages to break neuronal synapses so that our brain can be mapped and literally collect information such as memories, local thoughts, sensations, emotions, or feelings. You will now understand why during this pandemic, legislation such as the Neuro Rights Act has been passed in certain countries. Moreover, this graphene oxide can be stimulated remotely and wirelessly, using for this purpose the implementation of the new 4G, 4G Plus and 5G technology. All vaccinated people send their data to an external server, controlled by artificial intelligence, probably financed by Mr. Elon Musk. This information provided is a synopsis of more than 20,000 hours of research, working with a multidisciplinary group of scientists, and is based on the scientific discoveries in Dr. Campra's final technical report, which provides unequivocally conclusive evidence of the presence of reduced graphene oxide in samples of the vaccines produced by AstraZeneca, Moderna, Pfizer, and Janssen. This research also emerges from scientific analysis of the material and observational evidence. We understand that they have taken advantage of the general ignorance and lack of knowledge of the medical and health community regarding matters such as nanotechnology to carry out this sinister plan of what they call Agenda 2030. You can learn more about this valuable information at www.lockheedcolumna.net, where you will find all the evidence and scientific articles stated here. Since the vaccination process is global, we are facing the disappearance of the human species as we know it within a few months. They call it post or transhumanism, or simply the Human 2.0 project. In that new stage, the automaton survivor will be deprived of self-thought, autonomy, and free will. A slave species, diminished and entirely dependent on these technocratic oligarchies. La Quinta Columna is made up of millions of people around the world who seek to maintain the essence of human beings, respect for humanity, and their dignity as a unique species. La Quinta Columna uncovered this crime against humanity, against its life, and against its very nature. Please, share this vital information with those around you.
Including this one, which was posted to the People's Media channel by a gentleman who did a fantastic job standing his ground, demonstrating that he's not being allowed to buy food at a farmer's market there without providing proof of vaccination.
You're preventing me from getting food? How am I supposed to feed?
I'm not actually preventing you.
You are. You're saying I can't go in?
Yeah, I am saying that.
You're not allowed to ban people from buying food.
No,
that's
we're
not us. That's the government.
You can leave, sir. Please step aside.
No, I'm not. Because this is ridiculous. What you're doing is a crime. It's a crime against humanity.
Of course, many people have also seen the arrests being done at New York City restaurants. What I want to make clear tonight is it's not just that access to food is being limited at the consumer level, but also the ability to produce food.
is being restricted. Here's an article from Western Australia where grain sites are literally being closed to farmers who aren't producing proof of vaccination. So literally, right as the harvest comes in, you can see, I mean, even the headline tells you, the bumper crop coincides with this new mandate deadline. Western Australia's bulk grain handler, CBH, has told 3,700 growers they will not be allowed to enter the site to deliver grain after the new year unless they get their vaccination. So farmers are locked out of the market. They just don't even accept delivery of massive amounts of grains, even as we have food shortages. It's complete insanity. And, of course, not only are they attacking, you know, restricting at the consumer level, and now at the producer level, but everywhere in between. And I posted this video. I regret that I lost his name in Twitter, but I appreciate that he put this up there. I posted it to Telegram. You can see it's got 114,000 odd views. So this really resonated with people that the new border restrictions imply that truckers won't be allowed to take goods across the Canadian-U.S. border unless they get their vaccines.
You all know I drive a truck, and I cross the border from Canada to U.S., U.S. to Canada. Everything you have, everything you eat, everything you touch, everything you wear, everything in your house, everything you go to the store for, and odds are almost everything you have at work, all show it up on the back of what I drive. Come January, they're throwing a new loop in there. Everybody crossing the border in a truck, they want to have the vaccine, and a lot of us don't. A lot of us are not getting it. They're going to be parking a lot of trucks come next month. You may not think that's going to affect you. 15% of the trucks on the road shut down, can't get across the border, can't haul the product. It's going to affect you more than you realize. 15, that's all it's going to take. Distribution centers aren't going to get their stuff out. Lumber's not going to show up. Again, everything.
They're just whittling away at the supply chain, restricting consumer access to food. It's telling farmers that you can't even drop your food off here. When I posted this, also, there are many comments that said, you know, I'm a trucker too, and yeah, this is getting too crazy. I'm turning in my, you know, I'm done.
I'm a Canadian trucker as well, and I usually haul between Alberta and Texas. And yeah, I'm waiting on my last load right now, and it's going to be my last trip, regardless of whether they actually grow a brain and back off on this mandate. I'm still done. I'm just too sick of this stupidity. I'm just going to crawl into a hole and try and weather the storm that's coming. It's going to get real.
Even if they do delay it, like I said, so many truckers are so fed up already, and you can see this in the 200-odd comments on this post, that they're just walking away. And so the supply chain is being systematically dismantled. And you can see it. You remember we talked about the Port of Vancouver closing after the flooding there, totally destroyed the railroads connecting the Port of Vancouver to the rest of Canada. They couldn't get their grains or any crops to the port to ship out to the rest of the world, Canada being one of the biggest exporters. And here it is from the Daily Mail. McDonald's rations fries in Japan due to supply shortage. You're only allowed to buy small fries. I don't know if you can buy multiple packages. Why, though? It's because of potato shortage caused by supply chain issues. McDonald's generally imports potatoes from Canada to the Japanese restaurants. So this is it. This is exactly what we said would happen playing out. And now McDonald's fries are not, you know, I'm not concerned about people being rationed away from McDonald's fries. This is just the most visible symptom of that, right? When you have a multinational company saying we have to ration our fries, then the Daily Mail, it's a headline. The Daily Mail prints that. What we're not seeing is the myriad other purchasers in all sorts of countries, including small countries, that depend on these imports from Canada and the U.S., who are completely congested ports and all this nonsense and mandates going on, and Australia not even accepting grain from they're farmers. They're also a big grain exporter. But the less visible symptom is that countries are literally running out of food. Here's one example in Sri Lanka where an official actually had the gall to mention that. Agriculture Secretary warns of food crisis before being promptly removed from office. From AFP, Ag Secretary Senior Professor Udith Jayasinghe yesterday warned of an imminent food crisis before he was removed from his post. Authorities may have to impose further food rationing and seek foreign aid to help feed the most needy. He told reporters, we may have to borrow grains like corn from friendly countries and think of rationing food so that mothers and the sick can be fed, while others may have to make sacrifices. But within hours, Jaya Singha was replaced by another official. The office announced without even saying why he was sacked. Food shortages, just continuing here, although I think that says a lot, right? Somebody actually tells you, yeah, we're running out of food, and they're, boom, removed from office. Food shortages, continuing, have been worsened by the government's ban on agrochemical imports. Oh, we're going to stop importing fertilizers and other, but this is the same sort of thing we saw from Botswana, where they said, we're going to stop importing, this is just, you know, days ago, it's the 3rd of December, we're going to stop importing vegetables and other kinds of food now. Straight up, the decision, first bullet point here, the decision is to enhance the reset agenda, specifically reformulating the food supply lines, which is exactly what we've heard, transforming the food supply, resetting the table from the Rockefellers, all of this language echoed. So when you see Botswana cutting off imports because they're going to make sure there's a food crisis there so they can transform their food system. When you see agricultural secretaries warning that they're running out of food and maybe we're going to ration our food, hopefully we can find some from friendly countries. But again, stepping back to what I have been saying throughout this video is that farmers are being cut out and farming and ranching is being shut down. Chickens are being culled by the millions in the name of bird flu, which is also causing egg shortages in Israel right now. Another example, Syria just had their worst wheat harvest in 50 years and is fearing mass starvation, saying that about 12.5 million people are food insecure right now, with 90% of their population living in poverty. So food crisis is becoming a global thing, and this is all why China has, for the last 2 years, been stocking it away as fast as they could from anywhere they could buy food. Especially the U.S. and Brazil were cleaned out. Even the soybeans and corn we grow this season will have already been sold off to China. So here from Nike Asia, China is hoarding over half the world's grains, which is pushing up the global prices. Quote, China is now stockpiling more than half the globe's corn and other grains, leading to steep price increases across the world and dropping more countries into famine. You see, these aren't just random reports. This is the real story. The hoarding is taking place in China. It's interesting to see them blame China. The major state-owned food processor, which runs China's largest food stockpiles at the port of Dalian in the northeastern part of the country, stores beans and grains gathered from home and abroad in 310 huge silos. From there, the grains make their way across China via rail and sea. Talk about centralization. China is maintaining its food stockpiles at a historically high level because they know, they are aware that the supply chain is being systematically dismantled, whittled away at all agricultural production across the world. They know they stopped exporting fertilizers last year and that Europe has turned off their fertilizer production. Russia has stopped exporting it too, seeing that they needed to keep their own domestic production. So it's an astounding cascading failure of the food supply chain that's feeding the world right now. And of course, this was all wargamed, right, by John Podesta in the Food Chain Reaction game funded by George Soros back in 2015, which said that in the year 2020, there's going to be a pandemic and climate change and nationalist interests will be rising and they'll stop trading food just to try and to save themselves. So this is exactly the script that we're now walking through. Just as we went through the pandemic script from Event 201, so too now is the Food Chain Reaction game going live, destined to end in localized food shortages and the carbon tax and even a ban of meat. We'll see how far they take it. So I just want to be very clear that that's what's going on with this. It's not just that people are being locked out of restaurants and even farmers' markets. It's actually a much bigger attack on all aspects of the food supply chain that's going on right now. And China obviously knows it and has been preparing. Other countries seem to be catching wind of it, but they can't talk about it or they're removed promptly from office. And meanwhile, the U.S. is just sleepwalking straight into the disaster. So that's why I really ask you to help me have this conversation with other people, make sure people are spreading the word. The bottom line is that the mainstream food supply is collapsing. And I use that language quite intentionally because if you don't depend on the grocery store to feed your family, then this is not a scary thing to witness. It's a huge civilization ending. Obviously, it's noteworthy, but it's not immediately life-threatening unless you depend on that mainstream food supply. It also, I'm using that word because it implies there are alternative food supplies. Your own garden, your own community gardens, the animals at your rancher neighbor down the street. This is the time to make sure that you've got those relationships in place, that you're doing everything you can to help them with their operations, make them more robust and anti-fragile if possible, so that you guys continue to eat even as this plan is enacted. I'll be having a conversation with Marjorie Wildcraft tomorrow to talk more about how to build yourself an alternative food supply. I'm sure the mainstream would love to call this black market food. We'll hear more about that in the days ahead. But if you have any questions you want to have myself and Marjorie discuss tomorrow, please shoot me an email, icesagefarmer@protonmail.com, or leave a comment below, and we'll see. It'll be a fun conversation. I'm looking forward to building alternative food systems with Marjorie Wildcraft tomorrow. So for now, let's leave it there, folks. Hope you had a very blessed Christmas and are enjoying the tail end of a crazy year here, 2021, with the year ahead promising to be even more crazy. Let's think pretty carefully now about how we can improve our own security and food security of our families, and keep asking, you know, spread the word at all times, and ask yourself the question, I think it's warranted, are you doing everything you can to stop this agenda from rolling forward? We are at the point of demarcation for humanity to either be enslaved in perpetuity, a slave species with digital currencies dictating when we can leave our homes and the government declaring that they have perfect awareness and perfect control over anything, any transaction you make or any place you go.
Please make sure to join us this evening for we're having a birthday party on Studio A. I really don't remember the time, but don't forget, I mean, check at 6, check at 8, check at 5, you know, 6, 7, 8. I don't know, but everybody do something decent for somebody else, won't you please?
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Be evasive, but that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came and unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to my thoughts.